NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth. Head on over to netsuite.com/bwdaily to learn more and check out their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Thursday, August 29th. What would you do if your business growth rested on the success of a cherry blossom shake, or one made from red beans, or a plant called the pandan? Well, that's what Shake Shack, the New York burger restaurant, contends with every day. The 235-store chain, founded in 2004 by restaurateur Danny Meyer, has grown with a highly unusual strategy: expand internationally from the start. Most new restaurant chains expand regionally and iron out the kinks before daring to go abroad. Well, not Meyer, who dramatically defied conventional restaurant management wisdom. He began Shake Shack's international expansion early on, opening a restaurant in Moscow after launching only 3 or 4 in the U.S. That counterintuitive approach stemmed in part from eyeing the ferocious domestic fast food competition. The market seemed far less crowded abroad. Why take such a radical approach to growth? Well, a Shake Shack official told CNN it was a way to hedge their bets. If things went poorly, he said, a failure really far away from home wouldn't hurt U.S. business. The unlikely strategy worked. Today, Shake Shack has restaurants in 15 countries, including Saudi Arabia to Oman, Russia, and even Japan. This month, it opened one in Mexico, its fourth new country this year alone, following debuts in Shanghai, Singapore, and the Philippines. Chocolate shakes, though, don't cut it abroad. In South Korea, those famous shakes are red bean beverages. They serve cherry blossom shakes in Japan and pandan plant shakes in Singapore. But the rest of the menu, no matter where they are, mostly burgers and fries. That strategy of maintaining a core menu and tweaking some items locally isn't unlike that of Shake Shack's largest international rival. McDonald's famously serves slightly different versions of sandwiches in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East, too. And like Shake Shack, it offers localized desserts like Stroop Waffle McFlurries, a caramel and cookie-laden vanilla ice cream dish in the Netherlands. There's enough fascination with fast food versions served abroad that McDonald's tested out menu items from Australia, Canada, the Netherlands, and Spain back home in the U.S. this summer for a limited time. If tailoring menus for local audiences is challenging, well, it holds nothing on the obstacles facing the rest of the business. Take a restaurant to a new country and everything is different. Suppliers, ingredients, labor, finance, regulations, and of course, consumer behavior. So Shake Shack, which owns its restaurants outright in the U.S., licenses them to local operators abroad who already understand their markets. The company's counterintuitive expansion strategy seems to work. In the first quarter of 2019, Shake Shack's revenues grew 34% to $133 million compared to the year before. That's far faster growth than mammoth rival McDonald's, although one can't escape the obvious. I mean, it's far easier to grow a 235-restaurant chain than one with almost 40,000 locations. We'll drink a cherry blossom shake to that. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, take a second and tell us more about yourself, would you? Visit Wondery.com/survey. We love learning more about you. Thanks a bunch. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Business Wars Daily is supported by NetSuite. Do what smart businesses are doing, graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. And with one unified business management suite, you'll cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems. Plus, you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. You know, over 37,000 companies have already made the move. And by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for just a few more weeks. Head on over to netsuite.com/bwdaily right now. That's netsuite.com/bwdaily. netsuite.com/bwdaily.